Welcome to episode 512 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 9, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building. God has called his church to be fellow workers with the Holy Spirit in spreading the gospel, in making disciples, in ministering to those in need, and engaging in worship. How are churches today responding to this call? And what are some lessons we can learn from what contemporary churches are doing?
Today's top 10 list.
10 churches, 10 stories.
Number 1.
Murals of so-called secular saints adorn the rotunda of St. Gregory of Nyssa Church, an Episcopal church in the Potrero Hill neighborhood in San Francisco, California. The heroes of these 90 larger-than-life portraits were chosen by its congregation, whittled down from over 350 names submitted, to celebrate those whose lives show God at work. The choices are controversial. They include Lady Godiva, who rode naked to protest taxes on the poor in her town in 11th century England. Chiyun Sugihara, a Japanese diplomat who issued exit visas to save Jews during World War II in Lithuania in defiance of government policy, and the Persian poet mystic Rumi. Included among those profiled are reformers, writers, artists, scholars, and religious figures. Videos and printed biographies telling the story of each hero's life are on the church's website. Can we make church relevant to new believers by showing them how God continues to use people today? What stories are we telling about church members or local community members and how they are allowing God to use them?
Number 2.
The Church at Convergence is a Christian congregation in Alexandria, Virginia, which believes in supporting arts, imagination, and creativity. They created the Convergence Arts Initiative to foster creativity, conversation, and art making. One does not need to be a member of the church or of any faith background to take classes, attend events, exhibit artwork, or use a recording studio. The arts may be one way to reach lost people. What are some other creative ways to do church?
Number 3.
The First Heavy Metal Church of Christ, located in Union, Ohio, has been ministering to the heavy metal community since 2011. It has grown from a small group of believers into a large community church with weekly outreach and ministry programs servicing the entire Northridge and Dayton areas. Online, they have developed a worldwide following. Do you have a passion for a particular community? What are some ways to engage in intentional outreach to that community? Ways that will resonate with them.
Number 4.
The Lake Point Church in Rockwall, Texas, has an engaging, people-centered approach to Instagram that helps churchgoers grow and visitors learn more and take a next step. Their photos are people-centered and regularly feature church leaders and volunteers. They include branded and shareable quotations, diverse video content, and links to other ministry accounts and resources. Social media can be a powerful tool. How can you use it to do ministry?
Number 5.
Crossroads Church began in 1995 with friends who were looking for an alternative to traditional church in Cincinnati, Ohio. It has grown to a movement of people meeting in person and digitally all over the United States. Some years ago, they developed a Crossroads Anywhere app with the following description. This app is designed to help you forge a relationship with God. It's a blend of challenge and support, connection and contentment. Getting to know God doesn't have to be a big, grand gesture. It can be a simple interaction through your phone, and this app can help facilitate that. If you were going to design an app to help others fall in love with Jesus, what would it include?
Number 6.
The New Market Seventh-day Adventist Church in New Market, Virginia, runs a weekly small group that they call a social meeting. It includes 7 to 12 people. Childcare is provided. Participants are encouraged to prepare throughout the week for the meeting by meditating on questions such as these. What is it that I need to share in order to grow in Christ? What does God want me to say to help build up my fellow believers? For what do I need the members of my meeting to hold me accountable? What prayer requests can I bring to the other members? How dynamic is your small group ministry? How much do you invest in its success?
Number 7.
Pioneer Memorial Church, located on the campus of Andrews University in Berrien Springs, Michigan, encourages interested members or visitors to join what they call Grow Groups. These groups are designed to help participants make new friends, be involved, and grow deeper in their relationship with God. Covering a wide variety of interests, groups begin 3 times a year and usually meet for 10 weeks. Groups are based on 5 S's: semester-based, shared interest, spiritual touchpoint, service/outreach project, social event. What are some grow groups you can start in your own church?
Number 8.
Byron United Church in London, Ontario, has sponsored 6 refugee families from Syria in 5 years. As private sponsors, the church members are responsible for looking after the families once they arrive, which involves providing a place to stay and helping them navigate life in Canada. Who are the people in need in your community? How can you reach out to them?
Number 9.
Since October 2018, volunteers from Our Lady of Soledad Catholic Church in Coachella, California, have offered beds, clothing, meals, and travel arrangements to final destinations to more than 4,000 asylum seekers arriving via Mexico. God calls on us as individuals and as churches to minister to those considered by society to be the least.
Number 10.
Under Dutch law, police aren't allowed to enter a place of worship during a service. So the Bethel Church in Den Haag, Netherlands, decided to use this law to support an Armenian family that was marked for deportation. From October 26, 2018 to January 30, 2019, they conducted a continuous praise and worship service. After 2,037 hours involving more than 12,000 visitors and 1,000 preachers, a political agreement was reached. 3 months later, the family of 5 received permanent residence. For hundreds of years, Christians have offered places of refuge. By the end of the 4th century, sanctuary was a part of the Roman imperial law. Persons who committed crimes or who were accused of crimes could run to the church to claim sanctuary, and no one could come in and harm, arrest, or remove them for punishment. How is your church a place of refuge today? There we have it. 10 contemporary churches doing interesting things, finding creative ways to engage in ministry. How can this inspire and motivate your own church today? Father, help us to be the kinds of people who make our churches more than buildings, but active communities of believers who bring the lost to you through love and service. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.